Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's our man, John Perillo, Monday Musings. How are you, John?
I'm not as amused as you are, so...
Oh, amazing.
No, it's been a crazy couple of news weeks, and I did want to go back to some other things because there are other things going on in the news, and I wanted to take a quick look back at something I said earlier about us being the largest market in the world, but even that has its limitations. And if you remember the Vlasic pickle example I had a couple of weeks back, Vlasic signed a deal with Walmart, which was the largest retailer in the U.S., which is the largest market in the world, and it eventually bankrupted them. And said, well, the current administration has used our markets as a cudgel to influence our adversaries and our allies. And that's all good and fine. It's a very big stick. And some people sometimes need a whack on the head on occasion. But I pointed out that it's important to remember that, as Kissinger reminds us, countries will act to reduce uncertainty, and our ability to influence them is not static. So our lever this week isn't the same as our lever next week, because countries will work for security no matter where that comes from. And that means that alliances can and do shift. And along those lines, there's a recent story that didn't get any attention, but it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. India just announced that it would attend and participate with Russia and Belarus in joint military exercises. Now, the participation is small, and you could probably and probably should call it symbolic, but symbols matter. And it was a symbol that was clearly intended for the U.S. So I'm going to give you another sea story, like Vlasic pickles. The sea story is something we Navy folks refer to as illustrative story. I was working for GE back when GE was one of the largest companies in the world. And, they made Walmart look small by comparison. And I was in charge of some transportation negotiations. And FedEx was there. And FedEx wasn't my direct responsibility, but there were many millions of dollars at stake. And we were pushing FedEx very hard to reduce their rates, because we use them a lot. And things got a bit heated, as typically happens in GE negotiations. So we call for a break. And when we come back in the room, in the middle of the conference room table, there was a model of the FedEx cargo plane with what were obviously hastily applied GE meatballs. That's the GE logo in the circle, on the model's engine covers. So, okay, point taken. you know, we took what we had and we walked away, because I'm glad I didn't have to report back to Jack Welch, who was the CEO at the time, that I've been responsible for losing the GE jet engine account with FedEx. You know, it's just an example of what I'm talking about. No matter how big you are, there are limits to your negotiating leverage. So India should be a natural ally of the U.S. They have been in a border conflict with China for decades. But when we threaten them economically, they're just reminding us that they have options, too. And they also just postponed indefinitely some U.S. Joint military exercises as well. So all of this after we announced 50% tariffs on them, which are higher than the tariffs that we have on China, with a mutual adversary. India and China don't get along either, right? Now, again, those tariffs certainly hurt India far more than they hurt us. But India needs energy, and they're signaling that they will act in their own interest, which is entirely reasonable and to be expected. And again, I'm not saying what we sure shouldn't do, but I am saying it's important to remember what Kissinger said and to be careful about how we play our cards, right? And the other news story that I think, you know, kind of got overwhelmed in all the other excitement that happened was the Israeli strike on Qatar, which is now a couple of weeks ago. And it got, and you know, the news of that attack was pretty superficial, at least what I heard. And I wanted to dig a bit deeper into that because, you know, since it's Monday Musings, it represents a philosophical issue that we need to understand better. And to summarize, the strike in Qatar happened a bit over a week after the Israeli Air Force cut the head off the Yemeni Houthi leadership in Yemen. So just like it did with Hezbollah in their pager and radio attack about a year ago, in this latest attack, it looks like the Israelis took out most of Hamas's leadership abroad. And what got the usual suspects all excited about the attack was that it was, even though it was against Hamas leadership, it took place inside Doha, Qatar. And, you know, it just reminds you of, like, Willie Sutton said, the famous bank robber, said about robbing banks. He did that because that's where the money was, right? And Israel struck a sovereign country, one that claims to be an ally of the U.S., because that's where Hamas was. And remember that Qatar had pledged to kick Hamas out of their country back in November of 2024. So once again, I find myself siding with the Israelis. And it was this Hamas leadership living in luxury in Qatar that was directly responsible for the attacks on Israel and on 10/7. And well, those who the Israelis haven't already sent off to paradise, that, you know, the Israelis have killed a bunch already. And I want to go back to the concept of proportionality, which is generally misunderstood, and I've never seen it correctly reported in the press. But what it means is that you can take an action if the intended result is proportional to the potential damage caused. So you can't level a mosque, let's just say that as an example, to kill a single sniper that's holed up in there, since you can just move your people out of the line of fire of that single sniper. But you can blow up the same mosque and the entire surrounding neighborhood, if necessary, to take out a bunch of missiles that are getting ready to be launched against you or your country if they're hidden in that same mosque, right? So the issue is not the amount of destruction that you cause, but the military value of your intended target. And I bring that up because there have been some complaints that the attack in Qatar wasn't justified. And just so that you can draw your own conclusions, here's a list of the targets that were killed in Qatar. Nizar Awala, who is a U.S.-branded special designated global terrorist. He's also the guy who negotiated the prisoner exchanges in the past and created those spectacles of switching bodies and all that. There was Mohammed Darwish, who was the head of Hamas's Shura Council and was probably the next in line for Hamas's political bureau. There was Zahar Jabarin, who is Hamas's economic brain, and he's the guy who arranged all that global financing for Hamas's terror attacks. And there was Khalid Mashahal, who is Hamas's leader abroad, who, by the way, is under indictment in the United States for his involvement in the, quote, decades-long campaign, end quote, of terrorism that has claimed hundreds of lives, including American citizens. And again, we don't know for certain if they got them all, but that's a significant number of really bad people. So when people talk about proportionality, I need you to kind of keep those people in mind.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I think, you know, it's so important, is right, because I did not know the results. You know, I follow the news as much as anybody, and until today, I didn't know the specific results of what happened. And that's amazing.
It is absolutely very serious and very amazing. And I understand some of the administration's frustration was that they were notified while the strikes were, quote, being launched, while they were being launched, which means that we didn't have any operational knowledge of the strike. And it also likely means that they didn't want us to tip anybody off. Yeah. And why they felt that necessary is a topic for another time. But it is important to know that Netanyahu was very clear that, in his words, the operation was a wholly independent Israeli operation. And he said that to help the U.S. keep its distance, which, you know, it was pretty extraordinary and a good move on his part. And, of course, we can almost perfectly predict the action. Most of the EU has condemned it. Most of the U.S. news is upset because the ceasefire negotiations that haven't been going anywhere might, you know, not go anywhere. And then there was lots of comments from the usual sources, and the ones that were most interesting to me were the comments that it was, quote, counterproductive to the goal of ending the war. Well, about that. Most people who talk about ending the war really don't want to end it. What they want is a cessation of current hostilities, which is not the end of any war. The entire openly stated purpose of Hamas, the very reason for its existence, is to wage war against the existence of Israel. It's not just their stated purpose. It's how they raise money. It's how they recruit the people who committed the attacks on 10/7. It's how they justify the way they use the residents of Gaza as human shields. Their whole purpose is to destroy Israel. And again, once again, folks, there's nothing to negotiate with them. And fortunately, the current Israeli leadership understands that. And because it's Monday Musings, the philosophical issue for us here to understand is that, for some reason, we in the West have trouble understanding what victory in war actually means. Yeah. And this is actually a relatively new development for Western civilization, right? But it's dangerous, right? Victory does not mean that nobody's shooting at you. Yeah. You can accomplish that just by surrendering, right? Victory means that your enemy abandons their efforts to destroy you. And to do that, you have to convince them that the cost of their aggression far exceeds any potential benefit. And we in the West seem to have trouble, with even conceiving of the idea of victory. And the good news for us in the U.S. is that the Israelis still can. And I think that there is a bunch that we can and should learn from the Israeli response, especially after watching Putin, you know, his latest Article 5 violations in both Poland and Estonia's airspace. You know, the choice is victory or surrender, right? We need to understand that. When you're up against people who want to kill you, you know, there isn't a lot to negotiate. And anyway, like I said, I know we've had a busy couple of weeks, and I don't want to detract anything from, you know, from the important understanding of Charlie Kirk's life and his extraordinary wife and her speech. But there are other things going on. I just want to bring us back to that just for a little bit.
We could reflect. We're not going anywhere on the Charlie Kirk issue. So if you want to do it in a future Monday Musings with some retrospect, we'll do it that way. Not a problem.
You got it, Bob.
Appreciate it. John Perillo.
Thank you.
Monday Musings.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.